joined us here on Mars Bar, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Truth Radio and EternalAffairsMedia.com. With conservative radio host and recovering Californian, now residing in the red state of Texas, introducing Marcy Latimer.
And thank you so much for joining me here. I am Marcy, and this is Mars Bar, so thank you. This is on Sunday, April 3rd, 2022. We appreciate you joining us here on Mars Bar and, of course, at eternalaffairsmedia.com. You can always consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsor link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. Always, God bless you. And I always like to start with a prayer, and I just want to do a very simple one today, just saying, God, just watch over our country, watch over our nation as we are one nation under God. We want to keep those principalities in place as the founders of our country have really wanted that to be the foundation of our country, and we want to keep those principalities in place. So just, God, we know you are watching over us and shining a light on all the corruption that is going on right now, but please, Lord, just be with us and make sure that everything will turn out as you want it to, as we know you are ultimately in control, and we know everything's going on for a reason. And God bless everybody in this nation. God bless the USA. Thank you. All right. So I just wanted to say so many things have happened. Speaking of the church, some good news, actually. Streetchurch.ca up in Canada. The Canadian pastor was released from court order to recite disclaimer when speaking against COVID mandates in Calgary, Alberta, area of Canada. Christian pastor Arthur Pawlowski will no longer have to promote the government COVID narrative when speaking against virus rules because he was actually released from prison. So this is good news. And he was in prison, put in there really for keeping his church open and for speaking out against the COVID mandates and preaching while the trucker convoy was going on up there in Canada. So, you know, some things are really turning over. So that's really great news. I just wanted to give you that news because right off the bat, some good news with God prevailing, really. God prevailing, truth prevailing, people speaking up in the Christian faith. So we want to say hallelujah to that. Really great. He was on Flashpoint this last week. If you're not already interested or if you've not been watching, I definitely think you'd be interested. This show is really great and it shines light to so many things going on in the world, not just the nation, but worldwide in the Christian faith and political spectrum and just telling the truth the way it is. So if you're interested in watching that, it's always on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Central Time, 7 p.m. And it's govictory.com/flashpoint if you don't already know how to get a hold of that. But that is my favorite program. It's the best. I love it. And Mike Lindell, of course, is always on there. He's, you know, touting the truth as well. And he's a man of God and a true patriot. We love him so much. So I love that. And pastors, Lance Wellnow is on there. Mario Murillo, by the way, he always is talking about the Maybe Center in Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma. They're inviting people and it's a free event. If you really want to get in touch with your Christian faith, Maybe Center, free event, Tulsa, Oklahoma, look it up. On April 21st, and they want people to come out and just join the celebration for praising the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's going to be a real great Christian faith program. If you're interested, if you're in the area, or if you are nearby, you can go there. And it's a free event once again at the Maybe Center in Tulsa on April 21st. Look into that if you want to. Flashpoint, of course, we'll mention it again on every show. And Mario Murillo, he's fantastic and he's heading the Incomplete organization. So that's going to be a fantastic event if you are wanting to just be filled with the Spirit of the Lord. That's going to be the place to be, April 21st. All right. So this last week, crazy things going on. Of course, Florida's parental right and education bill continues to be facing a lot of criticism. The critics, of course, calling it Don't Say Gay bill, but there is nothing in the bill that says gay. There's nothing in there. Really, all it's trying to do is protect the children and the parents of the children from K through third grade, so kindergarten through third grade in the classrooms, from being taught this narrative of LGBT, gender pronouns, how do you feel? Do you feel like you're a girl? Do you feel like you're a boy? And 72 other genders that they're coming up with in the democratic leftist lunatic ways. I mean, it's insane. So they're just trying to protect the rights of the parents, knowing that this is not being taught in the classroom, the sexualization of children K through third grade. And that's really what it's about, parental rights and education bill. But Ron DeSantis, of course, he's fantastic. I call him America's governor. Fantastic. Just conservative man who wants to put faith above and family, really, above the craziness of the political spectrum and the agendas that are going on in the democratic ways. So he's fighting for the rights, and I applaud him for that. And a lot of people are pushing back, including Disney. Disney Corporation, they are fighting Ron DeSantis on this bill. They're fighting the entirety of conservative family values. Disney, it's so sad because that was the company that everybody thought was family oriented and with their, you know, family values. No, no longer. They are not. So it's time to boycott Disney, people. Disney executives want to include LGBTQIA, whatever you want to call it. The list goes on and on with the acronym, in half of all their programming. They said they want to have leading characters now representing that agenda, if you may call it that, in half of all Disney programming, which honestly doesn't represent America or the world, I should say. So it's just a little out there, and they're pushing it. They're pushing it. It's something to be said if you're not pushing it, but they are pushing it. They're pushing the boundaries a little too hard and speaking up against the parental rights. So basically they're speaking out. Disney is fighting the grooming. Yeah, the grooming of K through third graders in the classroom. So people that are against the bill are the ones who are trying to groom these kids. That's really what it's about. So we need to keep the faith that things will turn out and keep in place the Ron DeSantis and his bills that he's putting in place with the conservative values, family values. That's what it's about. It's very sad. Disney, I used to go to Disneyland annually. We always would go every year up till COVID closures, of course. COVID closures naturally shut that down. And I haven't been back since, but now for sure, I wouldn't want to. I'm going to say no to that. And we just canceled our Disney Plus streaming service. So we have to show them that we mean business, that no, we're not going to go with this crazy agenda. It's being pushed down our throats. This is the way to show Disney and other corporations, when you go woke, you go broke. So it's time to just cancel things like that. If you have Disney Plus, cancel it and let them know why. And don't go to the parks. Don't go to Disneyland. Don't buy their products. Don't go to Disney World, whatever it may be. But this is, don't watch their movies. This is the time. This is the time to show that we mean business and we want family values back in place. And, you know, if they're pushing an agenda, it's not going to look good for the company. And they need to realize the ramifications of that can be that they're going to lose money and they're going to lose a lot of people attending their parks and attending their movies and buying their products. So they need to realize that. It's time to say bye-bye to Disney. Oh my gosh. And then what else? Oh, Hunter Biden's laptop story. Oh, isn't it funny how we knew about this prior to 2019? We knew about this. We knew. And they were calling us conspiracy theorists. Oh yeah. But as it turns out, we are right. Oh yes, here it is. Conspiracies turn out to be true. And now it's hitting the lamestream media. Finally, they're talking about it because they can't run away from it. It's the truth. And we've known about it. They can't hide the truth any longer. So now, of course, they're not mentioning it for very long, but they can't run away from it completely. And the past statements that are made by Joe Biden, yeah, Clueless Joe, as I call him, clearly shows his knowledge of the laptop is real. And he's been lying about it. He lied about it in the debates against President Trump. Yeah, President Trump, our real president. Thank you. Oh, by the way, he had his rally again, Save America rally in Michigan yesterday, if you saw it. Always fantastic to see him and all the support that he's getting. It's a movement, and we're not going to stop. We're not going to stop. He is the rightful president. He should be back in the White House to save America for sure. But I'm just saying the laptop shows proof of payments by Russian, Ukrainian, Chinese communist oligarchs to then Vice President Joe Biden. It was when he was VP, the legit VP. Yes, he was at that time. He was legitimately our VP. So that is a crime. That is a crime, folks. The Biden family is a crime family. They're criminals. They're criminals getting money from these communist countries, and they are working, they're in bed with them, and the laptop shows the proof, and we have to just pray that it's all going to come to fruition, because it's already starting to. And when the lamestream media is actually not ignoring it now, this is good. This is good, because, you know, they're in cahoots with the Democrats and they report a lot of fake news or they hide from it. And so for them to finally bring this up is great. So we need to just keep praying that it's going to come to fruition. People need to be in jail. These people need to be in prison. They need to be impeached for treason. And just, yeah, this is a crime family. So, but you know, the entire administration needs to be fired, to be honest, because they stole the election in the first place. So this is their frauds in the first place. So I feel like impeachment is definitely imminent. So, not just for Joe, but for the entire administration. They're frauds. Oh, Lord, we just need to praise you and just keep getting the truth out there. And all this corruption needs to be seen to light. And we know this is happening. So it's great news. Let's see, what else? Sarah Palin. Yay. I love Sarah. She's running for Congress in Alaska. Former governor of Alaska, of course, and VP candidate. Unfortunately, Obama won his second term, or was that the first term? Oh gosh. Yeah, I think she was running. That's right. That was when Obama went, oh yeah, in 2008. That's when she ran with, oh yeah. That, okay. So that's when, I can't even believe the time has gone by, but she was our first female VP candidate. So yeah. Even though she didn't win, that's okay. She's done a lot of good for Alaska, and she's been real conservative, truth fighter. She's out there, and she, of course, is now running for Congress. So I wish her the best, and I hope she wins. I think the man she's trying to replace, unfortunately, passed away, and he was really well loved. So if Sarah Palin can get in that spot where the man who died is no longer, just keep the Republican values intact for Alaska, that'd be great. So we pray for her to win that seat. And I think the primaries will be happening soon. And then in August, the runoff will be. So we pray that she wins that seat. That'd be great. Because Sarah's a great lady and she's God-fearing and she has American family values as her forefront. She's always touted that. So good girl. And we need more people like that, conservative values running for office. So great news there. All right. So I just wanted to touch base and say hello to everybody and just kind of say, hey, we need to keep fighting for the rights and the freedoms of Americans and the world, and just keep the faith, live in faith, not fear, and keep doing that. So thank the Lord for good things coming to fruition, and just keep the faith that it will finally come to pass and truth will prevail. And that's what it's about. And it looks like more and more things are coming to light. So the corruption, we need to pray that it all comes to light. All right. Have a wonderful rest of your day. And thank you again for joining me. And again, you can go to eternalaffairsmedia.com. If you'd like to consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsor link, or becoming a patron to support our shows, God bless, and always live in faith, not fear. Amen.